From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a massive earthquake destroys much of Nepal's capital city. A strong earthquake followed by several powerful aftershocks has struck Nepal, killing more than 700 people and injuring many others. The shallow magnitude 7.8 quake hit just before noon local time Saturday, about 80 kilometers northwest of the capital city of Kathmandu. Buildings and walls collapsed, sending families into the streets. VOA's Steve Herman in Bangkok reports those rescue efforts face some major logistical challenges.
Well, it's a dire situation, of course. In Kathmandu and other places, the water supply is out. Ambulances are having difficulty reaching many of the victims because of the damage to the roads. The Indian Air Force is immediately flying in some aircraft with search and rescue teams and relief supplies, and we can expect that in the coming days there are going to be a number of countries bringing in search and rescue teams and relief supplies. At the moment, this is very challenging. If the road is passable, for example, from Siliguri in West Bengal in India, it takes about 10 to 12 hours by road to get to Kathmandu. And the airport has been closed. They're assessing damage. And until they can get that airport back open, it's going to be, of course, a challenge to get in any cargo aircraft or any commercial aircraft.
The earthquake was the strongest to hit Nepal in some 80 years and caused an avalanche on Mount Everest that killed several hikers. This is VOA News. A U.S. Defense Department official says tensions in the Arabian Sea have lessened over the prospect of Iranian ships delivering weapons to Houthi rebels in Yemen. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren told reporters Friday that an Iranian naval convoy headed for Yemen has changed course and now appears to be headed back to Iran. Warren said the convoy's destination is not certain, but that it is fair to say that this appears to be a de-escalation of some of the tensions. He said we're still unsure of their intentions, and although they are moving away from Yemen, White House officials say it has evidence that Iran has supplied weapons and given other support to the Houthis. A Syrian watchdog group says Islamic insurgents have pushed their way into the strategic northwestern town of Jisr al-Shagour. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday the rebels are in control of parts of the city. The al-Nusra Front and the Islamist brigades took control of most of that city, according to the observatory, adding that the government forces fled. However, there are reports that clashes are still ongoing between the government troops and the insurgents. Three suicide car bombs exploded at a border crossing between Iraq and Jordan Saturday, killing at least four security forces and wounding 18 others. A police source said the attack targeted an army barracks nearby and was perpetrated by Islamic State. No initial claim of responsibility from the group of radical jihadists. The U.S. Homeland Security Secretary says fewer people are attempting to illegally immigrate into the country along the U.S. southwestern border. Last year, a wave of unaccompanied children immigrated into the United States, but Secretary Jay Johnson said Friday the number of children attempting to enter the country illegally this year has declined by 45% following an aggressive campaign to stem the tide. Johnson said the 151,805 apprehensions in recent months along the border, which he said is a strong indicator of total attempts to cross the border illegally, is down nearly 60,000, 28%, compared to the same period in the previous year. That number includes unaccompanied children, family units, and single adults. Protesters are promising their biggest march yet, a day after the Baltimore Police Department acknowledged that it failed to get Freddie Gray the medical attention he needed after his arrest. Protesters vowed to shut down the city Saturday by marching through the streets and snarling traffic. The officers were suspended with pay, and they are under criminal investigation by their own department. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.